Good morning, everyone. I came back from my silent retreat 2 days ago. I came down to Colorado Springs to have a retreat with all 20 priests from the Archdiocese of Denver. And because of silent retreat, so I kept my mouth silent for the whole week. So now I'm learning how to speak again with you all again. During the retreat, we have like 20 priests, and then we had many talks from the speakers, and then we listened. And then one talk, he mentioned about homiletics, homily, how to give a homily, and the speaker of a priest, he told us, "Hey, fathers, priests, if you have a normal homily, people will forget about your homily immediately after that homily. If you have a good homily, people will remember that until Monday maximum. If you have a perfect homily, people will remember that until Tuesday maximum. And on Wednesday, people will completely forget about your homilies at all. However, if you tell them a joke, they will remember until next year." And I laughed so hard at that point. And no one laughing at that point, but I laughed so hard. And then I think that is completely true. But however, so here's my take. I think my homily is more than like a story. Stories are funny. I'm not telling you a joke. I'm mostly telling you stories. Story means that what happened to me, but it's funny. But so I told you my stories. With that, this week we are 33rd Sunday in Ordinary Time. We are concluding, we are ending liturgical year. The readings and the gospel for this week and for the whole week during the weekdays talk about the ending time, the death, the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. With that, I had 3 points for my homily today already. However, yesterday when I prayed again with that, I think today I just want to tell you a story, and that's it. I have the point, 3 points to make, but may I be real with you for this homily so that hopefully you can relate to this homily so that you can remember. this is not a funny at all. Story at all. I came to anoint a lady a couple months ago. Their names are David and Laura. Of course, it's not David and Laura, but I don't want to reveal their names. But they are not parishioners as well. But you can think about David and Laura. So David and Laura, David called the office and asking me to do the anointing for Laura. Laura had severe dementia. When I came to David's and Laura's house, I entered into the house, and then I talked to David beforehand, and then David told me that, "Hey, Father Anthony, my wife, in 2 years, she really, really has dementia, really severe dementia. She opens her eyes without blinking." And then I entered into the house, and then we went up to the stairs, and then I saw Laura. Laura was laying now on her bed. So when I came to see her, her eye just looked at the ceiling without blinking. That, I was scared at first, to be honest with you all. She just laying down on her bed and then staring at the ceiling without blinking at all. Her eyes just open, and I'm scared. But hey, Anthony, calm down a little bit. So I introduce myself. Hey, Laura, this is Father Anthony from Light of the World. I got nothing from her at all. She kept looking at the ceiling without emotions, without movements, without feelings about anything else, just staring at the ceiling all the time. And you know that I have all the, like, the boxes that need to be checked. So introduce yourself. Yeah, checked. Nothing happened. So hey, Laura, I'm going to tell you a joke, okay? I told her a funny story. She did not any reaction from her at all. She did not give me any reaction. She just kept the silence all the time, like staring at like the ceiling all the time. And I checked all the boxes that I usually have, and then nothing happened to her at all. However, I have the last thing to do. I have the last weapon. This is what I did exactly. Just look at me, okay? You need to look at me. Do you understand this? So I pulled my rosary out and I asked Laura, do you recognize this? And she, do you want to pray with me 1 decade of rosary? And David is right behind me, right here, behind me, said, what is going on? What happened? What is happening to my wife? Brother, sister, Our Lady is so powerful. The presence of Our Lady is so powerful in our lives. In the Rosary, in Hail Mary, we say, pray for me, pray for us, the moment for right now and the moment that we're going to die, the moment that we are dying, pray for me, for my death, for our death. And then if we are asking Our Lady, our mom, Heavenly Mom, every day about our death, brother, sister, you are moms and dads. You are knowing that. If your children, if your child coming to you and asking you, hey, mom, dad, would you please help me? I'm struggling. I'm dying. Can you be with me? Are you going to be there for them? You will. Why? Because you are moms and dads. You will be there for your children. Brother, sister, my point today is if we are asking Our Lady for the moment that we're going to die, she will be there for you. She will. She will. She will be there for you. Your Heavenly Mother will be there for you for the moment that you are dying. Our Lady never fails me at all. In 2 years of my priesthood, 2 years and a half of my priesthood, she never fails me. Whenever I go to anoint someone, I always have a rosary with me. I always, always say in at least 1 Hail Mary, 3 Hail Marys with the souls who's dying. And then can you imagine this one? We don't see Our Lady at all. So I don't see her. You cannot see her. But she's be there for you. She present for you. And then the moment your soul departs from your body, and then immediately you will see her face to face. That moment, brother and sister, is so powerful for me. Can you imagine like you are dying and then you don't see her at all, but you praying with her all the time, and then the moment you died, you see her face to face, and Our Lady will tell you, hey, my son, hey, my daughter, welcome. I'm here for you, waiting for you. You are asking me all the time. Now I'm here with you. Hey, come here. How about that? I think that is so powerful, powerful for me to share with you. She never fails me at all. Brother, sister, I want you to say, rosary daily. Whenever you hold a rosary, you are holding Our Lady's hands. Whenever you are holding her hands, she will protect you. She will protect you all the time. If you are saying rosary and you are asking her all the day, every day, about be with me, for that's the moment I'm going to die. Because we are talking about our final judgment, our ending. Like we are like the Sundays, we are talking about the ending time, like the moment that we're going to die, the death, like all this stuff. And then, please, saying, if you have no idea about the rosary, maybe you can learn. Go home today. Type a Google rosary. You have millions of resources on the internet. How to say rosary. Today is Sunday, glorious miseries. Tomorrow, Monday, will be joyful. Tuesday will be sorrowful. Wednesday will be glorious. Thursday will be luminous. Friday will be sorrowful. Saturday will be joyful again, miseries again. I want you to know that. And then, please, you are my parishioners. I am your priest. I'm asking you today to say rosary. That's all I have for you all for this week. That's one easy story. But for me, it's so powerful because the presence of Our Lady in my life is so powerful. So she's so close. She's so gentle. She is so humble. She is so loving. She is so much love. When we are closing to her, receive her protection, the divine protection in our lives is so important. So much important. The Catholics, we have this one. The Catholics should be proud forever, eternity, because we have this one. This is the best tool. The best weapon happened in the human salvation history. This is the best. I want you to say rosary, okay? Go home, say rosary every day. That's all I have. My invitation today for this week is saying rosary.